Hi, this is Joe, the producer of Fat Chat. Now, I could come on here and shamelessly plug another podcast I'm on. I secretly recorded my boyfriend for you to listen to over the festive season. But that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to tell you that when I sat down with the girls to record their podcast, I set them a load of questions so you could get to know them some more.
So for Christmas, our producer Joe has given us some questions to ask each other. It meant one less thing for us to think about. And we have not seen these before, so
I'm genuinely quite scared.
You should be. So we're going to take turns asking one. Do you want to go first, George?
Are you guys ready? Ooh, I've got some stories for this.
Oh,
right,
no.
The worst thing a flatmate or housemate could do. Roof key.
Could do or has done.
Both, either.
Right.
Joe's nodding.
All of the above.
All of the above.
I still live with my family.
That's allowed. They can do
so,
stuff.
So, I'll eat my food. Like, if I've saved some really nice food, my brother now knows that that is death. Like, do not eat stuff that I have saved for myself.
May I make a suggestion?
Yeah. Put a post-it
Troll
on
him.
It.
No. Next time, get something he really, really wants and just put loads of salt on it or something. Tabasco. He'll learn, and he'll never
so
do
yeah,
that again.
So, yeah, so just don't eat my feed, really.
just don't eat my feed.
Just don't eat my feed. That's it.
What about you, Hayley?
I have done so many years of house sharing that this is a podcast episode to come. I'm telling you.
I thought you were going to say that you've done so many horrible things.
Yeah, I did as well.
And I was
like, I think I'm a pretty decent housemaid, but you know, I mean, in comparison to some of the people I've lived with, I'm a fucking angel. This is a really nice Christmas themed one though. So one day I was leaving my house. It was Christmas Eve. I was off to see my family. I was carrying a nice chocolate mousse that I'd made for the next day. And I opened my door and my housemate was outside doing a drug deal. All I can say is it snowed at Heritage Place that Christmas.
I'm dreaming of...
Let it be known that I didn't come home for about 4 days. Yeah. I wanted to make sure all of that had disappeared up someone's nostril before I came back.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. So I used to house share with 5 stinky boys in what was a too small house, in my opinion. And they were, first of all, I had to keep toilet roll in my room, not in the toilet, because it would just get used up. Second of all, a coat hanger was used to dislodge a giant shit one day. Luckily, I was not involved in either the taking of the shit nor the removing, but I still had to hear about it.
I've had to do that with a condom before.
Oh.
Good time.
Wow. But the boys would just never wash up. Ever, and they would just leave dishes everywhere. And one day I got so mad, I just got all the dishes, I put them in a bin bag and put them in the back garden. I was like, nope,
yes.
Nope. Then like a few years later, I was chatting to some girl I'd met at a friend's birthday party, and I just happened to reference, I was like, oh, I used to live in Kingston with 5 stinky boys. She was like, are you the girl? Are you the girl who put all the plates in the bin bag? I was like, it's me! I was so proud.
I don't know
if that's something I should have been proud of, but I was proud. So
I think that's great.
Yeah, that was the worst thing. The turd, the toilet roll and the plates. All right, Rivki, go with the question.
That sounds like an awful life.
Right. That's my autobiography.
Children's story.
The turd, the toilet roll and the plates.
What you got, Riv?
If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be? Hayley, go.
Oh, this is good really
question.
Good.
She said one, Hayley. So.
Not about you, babe, about me.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
You deserved that. I would probably make... No, I don't think... I can't think.
Are you going to say you're perfect so you wouldn't change anything about yourself?
Oh, no, maybe I should do the like job interview one when you're like, well, I can be a real perfectionist. So I start to... Fuck off. You're a dick. If I could change one thing about myself, I would probably... I'd talk less, which is not great for a podcast, but great for every other part of life. I think talk less, listen more.
George?
I would probably not always be late to everything. I am always late and I hate myself for it. And every time I leave the house a bit too late, I'm like, you've played yourself. Why did you do this? What about you, Rivki?
Do you know what? Maybe this is part of a new year's resolution, really. I really want to stop overthinking things as much. Just let it be. Stop giving so many fucks. Just being like, do you know what I mean? It's that
Give
whole thing of like,
fucks.
If it's for you, it will be for you. So just chill and like...
Enjoy.
enjoy, live life, give less fucks.
That was a good one.
I feel like we've gone deep. Go on, right, Hayley.
Don't worry, it's okay. Joe's landed up for this one. George, first crush.
Ryan Philippe, Cruel Intentions.
Oh, good
Sit
choice.
On my face.
Every single listener just got a wide on.
Yeah.
And there were a couple of erections.
The
too.
Chair has gone up me. Rivki, go.
Oh, God, no, I don't know. I like, that's a really good one.
You back off. I had him. I saw him first.
Oh, Aladdin.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
That's okay. You did not love Aladdin.
I was into Jafar.
Oh, of course you were.
Mine was Jason Donovan.
Oh, yeah. Cute.
And Kylie.
Oh.
By curious at the age of like six.
One of each. One at each end. Especially for you. Right, I've got my next question, which is, who would you like to be your celebrity bestie? Rivki.
Dawna Porter.
I love her.
Freaking love her.
Can you invite me out for drinks when you do her bestie?
I've actually met her and she was really lovely and I just thought, God, you're so cool. And she's just brilliantly funny. And I like to surround myself with brilliantly funny women or sometimes just
beauty.
Burn!
Yes. You gotta go to the sick burns unit.
I think mine, okay, because I've been listening to her podcast a lot, is Rosie Ramsey, Chris
you're
Ramsey's
so
wife.
Obsessed
I'm obsessed
with, her,
with
right
her. Rosie, if you're listening to this, I love you. Yeah, she's just friggin' hilarious, keeps it real, and yeah, I love her.
You guys have kept things really local. I'm gonna go with Lizzo.
Go loud and
proud.
Can you
even imagine that
come on
night out though?
Yeah.
Six of us. Joe, you can come too. The seven of us.
That'd be one what? Crazy night.
Yeah. I don't know. Is Dawn a wild one?
I reckon she could be. Rosie Ramsey sinks like 10 bottles of wine every week with when Strictly was on with Chris Ramsey. All right, Hayley, what is your next question?
Who or where would you haunt if you were a ghost? These are so good, Jo.
Yeah.
She's so pleased with herself as well.
I want to say somewhere like a swingers club, like Candy Kitten. Because if I'm going to be dead, I might as well like watch
torture
something
garden.
Fun happen. Yeah, oh, torture garden. Yeah, Jesus. Somewhere like that, because I'm a pervy little ghost.
Also goat.
That is the tagline for the show. I'm a pervy little ghost. Rivki, go.
Where would I haunt?
Or who, yeah.
Who?
Maybe someone annoying that you want to be a poltergeist.
Piers Morgan.
Oh, but he'd already be dead, hopefully.
I'd haunt that fucking cunt.
Haunt that gammon.
Yeah, I'd haunt that gammon well and truly. He'd be a smoked gammon.
Maybe just the Northern Line.
The ghost of the Northern Line.
Thanks, Rivki, for making it worse than it already is. Oh, great. Now it's got a fucking ghost.
Just for the lols.
Fine. Mine was the tamest one. Rivki, what is your next question?
Is this the final question?
It's the final question.
Can I have a drum roll, please? Thank you.
Sure.
No Do you problem. Have any superstitions?
Yeah, big one. Shoes on tables.
Really?
Yeah. No, please don't. Seriously.
She might actually kill her.
Not joking. Like, no, it's not the one.
Okay.
Nothing else but that one.
Mm-mm. I don't really believe them.
But do you do them anyway?
Yeah. So like last night, a black cat ran out, but it was two people in front of me. And I was like, thank God for that. It wasn't in front of me.
I don't really believe them, but I thanked God when a black cat didn't cross my path.
And then I won't walk under ladders.
I just go round them. I feel like you may as
it's
well.
It's so unnecessary.
Like I've got enough bad luck. I don't need some more. I'm a bit weird about breaking mirrors as well. It doesn't make me feel good.
But then some of my friends...
I look in them, though.
Your husband has a broken one in his bedroom.
I found
that out last night.
Yeah.
Why were you in
it?
A husband's bedroom?
I was haunting it. I'm a ghost.
I don't know that I do. No, not really. I'll walk under a ladder, let the black cats go past.
You just like fucking with the world,
the
don't
edge.
You?
Yeah. I don't think I have any. Now something probably horrible is going to happen. I'm going to have to throw salt over my shoulder every day. If you've got any funny answers to any of those questions, please hit us up on Fat Chat Pod, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Give us some lols.
If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, don't forget to leave a review and rate us 5 stars because we're awesome. And we will see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.